So, Brocon. Tell us how you got involved with Brocon, firstly, Linda.
Okay, that I mean it's a few years ago now, maybe 8 years ago. I had been, doing a lot more investigation in my own body, particularly around genetic testing and things, and some of the cool things that we can access now as functional medicine people. And I had been taking a certain amount of a practitioner sulforaphane kind of yielding type product, and I could feel sort of some slight strengthening in my system. Anyway, I went to this and did a FitGenes practitioner course, and you turn off the course and you have your own genetic profile done, and the first page is all these inflammatory genes and that, and the guy who developed the course is taking the course, and he goes, so if you're looking at someone's chart, because some people had their clients' charts there as well. If you're looking at someone who's got more than 50% orange and red on this page, you're going to have someone who really struggles living in a modern environment. You're going to be very prone to chronic fatigue, all sorts of stuff. I mean, I look at mine. It's freaking not. It's 90% orange and red. I was looking at it again the other day, and I'm like, yeah, it is. And I had a chiropractor friend with me, and I'm like, ah. You think 90% is a bad sign? Anyway, and there were other things that I learned about my body, in relationship to vitamin D. Haven't inherited any of the particularly good information about vitamin D receptors, and taking more vitamin D doesn't increase your vitamin D. You have to turn the receptor on, and sulforaphane, which is what Brocon yields, turns that on. And there's a number of things that when you do that genetic testing, the answer is sulforaphane, like an uncanny amount, like the answer to all those kind of any potential in helping all those crappy cytokine pathways and things is that. Anyway, we stopped for a cuppa, and I was sitting in the front row, which is normal. And the guy came over just to say, where are you girls from, sort of thing. And then he sees my thing and he just goes, fuck. He goes, either you got one of those clients or that's why you became a naturopath. And I go, well, I do say if I didn't become a naturopath, I'd be in bed with chronic, I'd be bedridden, kind of chronic fatigue level. And he said, Jesus, whatever you're doing, just double it. So I took their preferred sulforaphane product and I started taking 8 to 10 a day. And I noticed a bit of a difference. And one of their practitioners who had a lot of experience with that product sort of said that with glitchy people, what they do is they just feel like they're a bit more solidly on the ground in their body. That was her thing. And I went, and to really just keep investing it in it, because it's one thing you can do just to help negate some of these glitches. So off I go doing that. And then maybe about 6 months later, I was working at a mind body spirit trade show in Melbourne, and this guy had well, it's Jay with his Brock on, I had heaps of people kind of around him, because he gives samples and things, so I could hear him sort of talking, and I'm like, I couldn't see any of the charts, I don't know what this guy's doing. But finally I sort of walked past one day or later that afternoon and get a chance to sort of take it, and he's explaining it to me, or trying to. I've helped him really learn how to explain NRF2 a lot better. And I said, oh, is this a broccoli sprout product? And he goes, yeah. I said, are you trying to explain NRF2? And he said, yeah. And I went, oh, I said, I'm already on the best practitioner product available. And he said, oh, such and such. And I went, yeah. And he goes, honey, ain't got nothing on mine. And I'm like, yeah, right. And he says, I tell you what, every time you walk past the stand, you take one. And so I think I knocked three back that day, and I was on fire. My whole body just felt like it had woken up and got the message. And we sat down at the end of the day, and I said, well, what and how? When you're told that something's the best that's out there and that. And yeah, he just talked about his journey. Of actually being prescribed the same product
He
for
was a
the
really bad
joint
asthmatic,
issues.
wasn't he?
Yeah, he took it. He'd been doing a lot of really years of hard work, And a naturopath gave it to him for joint things. And then, after a week, his asthma went away. And he would say he always, had to have a jacket or a vest on for his inhalers and things. So, I mean, that's proof that the other products, they do have an effect. And then he just got obsessed about it and all the science, reading all the papers from John Hopkins explaining this process of that when we have a couple of precursors, glucoraphanin and micinarase, that are particularly high in broccoli sprouts, kale daikon sprouts, which is the combination in Broccon. And when we harvest that on day three, providing that the seed quality is good enough, that those compounds go into our gut and they make sulforaphane. And then there's a great video on YouTube I saw somewhere of the scientist at John Hopkins just saying, in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to explain how it actually activates the body. He said, but it took us 10 years to work it out. And essentially, the sulforaphane goes into the cell and it activates a switch on the genetic code called NRF2. And NRF2 upregulates 208 antioxidant detox genes, like turns on all our protection genes, and it turns down NF kappa B, our godfather of inflammation gene. And that's the mechanism of how Broccon works. Why Broccon is exceptional is that the people that grow the seeds to the 3-day-old sprouts, they don't actually purchase the seeds until they take a sample and grow it, and on day three, find the precursors at a certain level, which is really, it's a significant level. But what they'd say to you is sometimes they get sent an assay saying, these seeds, like they're producing 1.2 thingies of glucoraphanin, and then they can't even find it in there. So that's the big point of difference. I always find every batch of Broccon is great. And then sometimes it's even greater, and that's that, having always a sort of one part of the glucoraphanin up to 1.2. And the fact that the drying process that they use has been specially developed for drying these sprouts that doesn't nuke the enzyme. So it always activates. And then they put a really good amount, like a really clinically effective amount, into the sachet. And then that keeps every serve really fresh. So you're not opening a tub of sprouts and then at the bottom,
And there's a
it's
lot
not.
of tubs out there, and I always
There's a
say
lot
to
of
people, well,
tubs.
you're going to lose the benefit. The longer it's in the tub, the
And you don't and you don't know what the benefit is there. I know I was using a tub of a few years ago that someone gave me, and I'm like, oh, that it was really quite good for that batch, and then the next lot, was just crap. And that's when I think it was after, my daughter had died in a car accident, and I'd used up my Broccon, and then her dad got me this stuff, and I'm like that. And then I went, nah, I just seriously, it's just Broccon all the way. Like, there's just so much inconsistency. And got hold of Jay and ordered myself a year's supply and went, right, nobody else is having it. Like, my body needed lots of help. I'd been on it pretty consistently for years, but I had a bit of a hiccup for about 6 months just with brain stress.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else you want, like with Broccon, the sort of things, like you've used it a lot with autoimmune conditions
Oh,
and
it's my absolute go-to with autoimmune. I'm quite a fan of Dr. Ben Lynch's protocols. I really like his book, Dirty Genes. I'd recommend that to anyone who's had some genetic testing. Know they've got MTHFR, that sort of thing, and just go like, well, what does it mean? And he just says, particularly with MTHFR, clean up your diet. Get rid of the gluten, get chlorine out of your life. Don't buy a new car, don't lay new carpet, don't use perfume, keep the toluene out of your life. These things that are all very hard on these pathways. And then he would say, find yourself the best sulforaphane-yielding product you can find and get that into you, and then see what's left over. So for all those methylation glitchy issues, it's that thing that the big changes you're going to get in your life are with your diet, lifestyle, sleep, stress management, taking the brock on, like that can just clean it all up, or like clean 80% of things up. And then, you can generally say people with autoimmunity, they're a bit glitchy, things have gone wrong. So it's the same sort of, it's the same principle. And certainly when you're working with autoimmunity, you've got to clean up the diet and lifestyle because, all the crap that goes into your gut, 80% of your immune system's around your gut, it's a trigger. So it's just an absolute kind of no-brainer for trying to get the environment as more stable as possible in these sort of unstable types of bodies and immune system. Where do we start? Like hormones, menopause, man. Now that I'm in it. Now that I'm in it, I love
Menopause is
broccoli.
inflammatory.
Yeah, and I love broccoli more than ever. I mean, I became a naturopath because of the state of my hormones.
Yes.
And we've been come a long way through that, and I just love that. Though I'd got my premenstrual phase, like as good as I could get it, still maybe the day before you'd be like getting a bit ratty, and you could just go take a brock on. 5, 10 minutes later, it's all just cleared. So I just love it for first aid PMS crap. And then sometimes that happens with menopause as well. I think your body's still trying to, like, it's sort of cycling, and you just go, like, seriously, I was fine half an hour ago, but now, but kind of crabby, my brain's losing it. Just go take a brock on, and it's all over. I mean, that's just worth, that's priceless, really, when you're trying to be a functioning human being. And then, because of course, for a lot of women, their issues are that, they're crappier estrogens, there's too much of that stuff, and it needs detoxing. And one of those pathways that upregulates is one of the main pathways for detoxing that. So that certainly goes on in my family. I've got 3 generation of breast cancer behind me. So I like to know that my crappy estrogen detoxification is open up and optimized. And then the other things, with menopause of, I find now I do bring in like some natural estrogen support as well. And for me and lots of people I know, that combination, that's enough. Yeah, and I particularly I love Menagenix Olift, so I seem to be a lot now going, I'm going to send you some links. I send them Brocon link, and then I do a script link for the Olift, and just go, just start there. Like, let's clean up the crappy stuff, build out the better stuff. And because for a lot of women, that's actually all they need.
That's right, because there's so much nutrition in the brocon,
As well, and just
as well
clean.
as flipping on all those protective
Flipping
genes.
it all on, because, and I think women go out and they might try these things, because I know Jay just said he was at a menopause trade show in Sydney a couple of weeks ago, and the interest was huge, and women kind of knowing about it and kind of going, oh, I've been taking these other products and I can sort of feel something, and he's like, well, that's a sign, but you've never seen the potential of sulforaphane in yourself or in your clients until you try Brocon, because it's just so streaks of better, stronger, and consistent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my guys was damaged by the jibbity jab. He only had one, and within 24 hours, he had heart issues in hospital. And he's had brain fog and all sorts of things ever since. It took him a few years to be able to work 3 days a week, which is where he was when he saw me. And it was really simple. I can't remember. I had him on 2 Brocon a day and something else, but I can't remember what the something else was. But again, within days, he was the best he's been for years, which is
Absolutely,
just
because
phenomenal when you see something so easy and simple so quickly create such change.
exactly. And I think the people who react to those things probably are, the more you react to them, is a sign probably the more glitchy you are, because you can't deal with that extra load. And then the damage. You might have had them on Stem Enhance. Oh,
Can't remember.
can't remember. Yeah. No.
He's only replaced the Brocon so far.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you would have
Might have
muscle
been
tested.
zeolites, actually.
Yeah, well, you would have been testing him up too, and his
Yes.
body would have said, you know,
Yeah,
actually,
and there
my
was literally two things, and I said, and this is exactly what I said to him, because it was only two products, and I said, well, I know you feel like crap, but there's two things your body wants at the moment. It's Broccon and blah, but I can't remember what the blah was. I said, your body needs to switch back on again. Yes.
The great thing about kinesiology, because you just get the heads up, like, go in this direction.
Yes, exactly, which is really awesome. So, from the affiliate business perspectives with Brocon.
Cool. Yes, Brocon is now in a three-level affiliate program, so you can become an affiliate. The great thing about affiliates, you don't have to order product monthly. You just share your link, and then you'll generate your commission. So when you become an affiliate, like if you jump on Madonna's affiliate link, you become an affiliate by just registering with an email and password, and that'll bring you to a dashboard, and you'll have a link that you can just send to customers. So anyone on that sort of first level, customers or affiliate, the pay commission pays 20%, and then 10% and 5%
Yeah.
underneath that. So another great way just to add income to your life, add income, coming in, from your clients. And like you say, some people, certainly for some people who are glitchy, it becomes apparent. They're like, man, if I just keep taking one of these a day or one every 2 days for the rest of my life, they stop going in that roller coaster of going, oh, it was great after I saw this naturopath, and then eventually it all came back. People have this terrible habit. They're going, perhaps they've moved, they find another naturopath, they try and reinvent the wheel. That's why I always ask people, well, what have you found that's actually worked?
Yeah.
Like, okay, shall we do that and then test your body, see what else is going on?
Yeah.
But yeah, for those people who, a big part of them staying well is staying on Brocon, they can just order the product kind of every month, or 3, 6, 12 month packs. And whenever they order, providing they ordered the first time through you and you use the same kind of email contact, the commission will always come back to you. So that's a
Yeah.
great thing for any practitioner to sort of have to build some extra financial buffers in their
Yeah.
system. Yeah, to be mindful of that, because one of these other main products is that's sold to practitioners is a certain name. It's out there in the health food shops in another name. Sometimes patients pick up on that as well. So great to get them on the product that's going to give them the most bang for their buck, and link them up with where to consistently get that
That's
product,
right. Yes.
and have Jay saying thanks for that, like, for as long as they keep ordering.
Yeah, exactly. One of my clients years and years ago, she started ordering because, yeah, I think with Jay, of course, even a customer can order, say, pack, so they save a bit of money, which is a really nice thing to do.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And for people in the house, but for health professionals only, where we can coordinate with Jay for larger packs that can then be retailed in the clinic as well.
Beautiful. So that's
Cool.
the Brocon. Excellent.
Now,
Masterpiece
last but
Zero.
not least.
Yeah, I might scull some water. Nope. Oh, where is it?